Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit, and He has wonderful things to say to His people. You know, as you trust the Lord, your understanding grows from glory to glory. And over time, you understand, you see why God does things the way He does, or the way He do. And it's wonderful. It's valuable and it's priceless. The Lord loves us. He has so much to say to us. And He will meet us at every stage of our life. And He can cause us to do things that's just wonderful at every stage of our life. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room to be used of God. With His wisdom and your willingness to obey Him, you're going to learn all the things you want to know. And many things that you didn't even know to ask for. And I learned some things along the way about warfare, enemy tactics, and how He does things. And just like I get to know God as my Savior, I've gotten to know Satan as my enemy. Because he tries to stop me and he tries to work against me. And I enforce his defeat. The battle is already won. Jesus won my victory. I'm not fighting for my victory. I'm fighting from my victory. Now that's how Elder Lewis used to teach, and that's how every wonderful man of God that I've heard since then have taught. We fight from the victory. And I learned this a long time ago. See, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. All right, when ministers compromise the word of God, then people receive it in a compromised state. And they're measuring it so small it can't work for them right. But Elder Lewis told the truth. He said, we fight from the... He did a message on it and explained it. And I got it. Now, the first person to teach me about authority was Chris Lucas. And he was a co-worker, a friend of mine that worked at Fuji. He was an Italian Catholic. Wonderful guy. And he got saved. Now, not saying that Catholic people were not saved. Just like I grew up in the Methodist church, but I didn't get saved until I was 19. Well, he grew up in the Catholic church. Not saying that he wasn't a Christian. But he got to know the Lord. And he started acting on the word of God. And he taught me a lot of foundational things. In fact, because of him, I stood. The Lord used him. See, he taught me. He just became a Christian. He got saved a few months before me. And at his stage, he taught me foundational things. Because he went to a good church, and they were learning things. They were learning things of God, and they had a strong pastor there. And he was studied the word, and he received the Holy Spirit months before I did. So when he first got saved, he received the Holy Spirit too, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it was really the Holy Spirit guiding him in what to say to me. And he spoke by the Holy Spirit, and I'll never forget, he said, Thurston, now that you're on God's side, the enemy want to get you back. And he's going to try to do things to get you to change your mind against God. And he spelled it out. He said, things will go wrong, people will misunderstand you, women will flirt. And everything he said happened. And when it happened, I said, that's just old phony Satan out there trying to get me to change my mind. See, if he can change your focus and get you angry, when things go wrong, he's trying to change your focus through anger and unforgiveness. And when women flirt, the lust of our flesh, that can cause you to betray God too. You'll feel like you're too weak and you just can't overcome, and then the enemy will send a campaign against you and you'll be drowned in sorrow and the misery of hell when you follow out to any parts of the world. And then there's greed, you know. And people didn't, when people learn that they can have faith and believe God for things, some people, you have to put in check the lust of the eye, or it can cause you to go shipwrecked. Just because it's out there don't mean you know, that you have to have everything you seek. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. You don't have to rush into things just because something's on sale, just because you can get it for a good deal. Follow God, and then you won't make shipwrecks. Sometimes it is time to move, and it's your best opportunity. But the Holy Spirit will show you that too, because He loves you. He's not trying to hold anything back from you, but He's trying to help us grow. But if we grow properly, we won't have the sorrow that follows it. If we do things at the right time, it'll be good for us and not a snap. Now, the Lord has so many wonderful things to say, and as we go forward in Him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, that being said, I want to show some things. We talked about battlefronts, and this is the third installment of battlefronts. And I even named it battlefronts because this is so important on the website. Instead of the usual way of labeling the links, I put battlefronts because people need to know this. And this is the third battlefront teaching. And this message comes straight from the Holy Spirit, not me. And I want to honor what the Lord has done because for the sake of His people. We need to know these things. Just like Chris Lucas told me what to watch out for, I'm sharing this with others so that you can bypass years of sorrow. You'll go straight to the point and go straight to the promised land. Now, it's easy. When you do things God's way, it's so easy. And it's amazing. Especially when you fill your heart with God's word. Fill your heart with the promise. That's seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Whatever you want, whatever situation you desire, put it before the Lord. But the way you go about executing the plan to receive it, follow Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And whatever He show you, mix faith with it. And you'll be safe and steady. Now, I come out of the Methodist Church, which I love, and I saw how my daddy ministered. And to be honest, I didn't get to hear my father's message as much as I would have liked. And this is why. He preached out of town. And when I was about 10 years old, my sisters were grown, but they had moved back home. And one day I wanted to play with my friends, and my sister went and got me out and met me at the, she came and caught up with my parents and said Thurston wanted to come back. He wanted to stay home. I'll take him to church here. And my parents let me stay because that day I really wanted to stay at home. And she felt sorry for me, my sister Joan. She was always such a blessing to me. But I went home. And I stopped going to Utah, Alabama with my father. And I started going to church with Reverend Rice in town. And my parents didn't mind. And my sister, they took me to church. And it was good for everybody that we all went. And my nephews, my sisters, both of my sisters would take me to church every Sunday. And Reverend Rice was a blessing too. And then when I got saved, I wanted to learn about the Holy Spirit, and I went to the Holiness Churches. And I went to Refuge Temple in North Birmingham, and I spent a few weekends at Blondie Ruff's house. His wife, they would have church in their basement on Saturdays, and they were blessed. That's where I received the Holy Spirit. Now, so I went some years without really hearing my father minister, and but I was able to hear him. There was a time I would go to his church every fourth Sunday, and I would listen to him. And this was in the 80s and early 90s. So, regardless, I was around church all my life. And when I started reading the Word for myself, I saw things that people did, they could have been doing better. And receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit was one. And different doctrines, they have the doctrinal differences. But when I started learning the Word, the Lord started teaching me. And everything he taught me was good. And I said, everybody need to know this. And I was very adamant about knowing God, because people are dying. People are so wonderfully made, and they could be enjoying the blessings of heaven right now. Because Jesus said, it's his will that it be on earth as it is in heaven. Now, why would he take away the Holy Spirit, our guide? And why would he stop healing people after the apostles died? And why? I mean, these things don't add up. These doctrines of devils were taught in the churches, and people didn't judge it, because they were convinced by a compromise. When people receive compromise, and then they preach the word of God, and you get saved, you feel the peace of God. It seems like everything that they say is true. Remember, everything sounds good. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Evil, it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because that's how Satan is going to operate. He's going to tell you something that sounds good, but it's evil. And that tree opened their eyes. And because he disobeyed, he became a sinner. And we're born in his likeness, so we're all sinners, born in sin. And then, thanks be to Jesus Christ, he came and cleansed us of our sins. So now we are right, we're the righteousness of God, not sinners saved by grace. We were sinners, now we're saved by grace, and we can walk in the righteousness of God because we have a brand new heart. Can a Christian sin? Yes, they can sin if they want to, and they do sin. But Jesus is also our advocate. Now, we don't have to sin. Sin has no power over our lives. We have to start sinning for sin to get a grip on us again. But we've been made righteousness, and we can claim immunity of every attack of Satan. Even if we don't know what to do, we can study the word, fill our heart with God's word, drive out the iniquity, and continue to go forward. We can repent. We're repentable. Now, repenting is not just saying, hey, I'm going to sin Saturday and I'm going to go to church and repent Sunday. You don't do that. You don't plan to sin. You stop. You hate it. Loving the world is enmity against God. You can't have it both ways. If you follow sin, you're going to become God's enemy. It will turn you into an enemy. And just like Billy Graham said, first it seems exciting, and then it gets boring. But it has a grip on you. And you can't win because you're in Satan's territory. In order to win from him, you have to submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and then he'll flee from you. You have the mastery, and the word of God gives you that. Now, people starting out in that first stage, they don't always know that, so they do things that they used to because of the habit system. But your habit system can get saved just like your heart. You can renew your mind. And if you renew your mind, you can renew your habit system. And this process has to happen. And every person has to decide to do those things. But we have the power to do it because of the blood of Jesus. You can always plead the blood of Jesus. You have the victory because of the blood of Jesus. You have healing because of the stripes of Jesus. You have redemption because of the blood of Jesus. He resurrected from the dead. You're going to resurrect from the dead too. But I don't know how to resurrect from the dead. He's going to do that. You don't have to. It's going to work. And you're going to love it. God loves us. Everything that he said is true. And we have to mix faith for it, and then we can operate in it. Now, when people, they love God. You know, men of God who love God, and they were taught wrong by an institution, a university, and then everybody else is doing the same thing, and they're expected to do what their predecessors have done, and these are men of God that they looked up to. And once people receive compromise, they're indoctrinated by it. It's a form of unbelief. And then they'll read it into the Word of God. And this process will happen until more light is received. Either they're going to get hungry and study the Word and just stand up to what's wrong and say no. And that can be a huge challenge. See, The battlefronts is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Just written in our 1 John chapter 2, around verse 15 through 18, I think. That's the world system. Now, you got to win those three battlefronts. Or what will happen is when people fail, they become another battlefront, or they start a new one. There are many battlefronts after people fail the first three. In the religious world, Jesus said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added to you. If you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you'll do what he did. Because you're his student, you're his disciple. The only way to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is to see what he did and learn from him and do what he did. You're being transformed into his type of person. And you, as he is, so are you in this world. That's the plan of God for you. That's how it's supposed to be. Now, if that process is not happening, what else is happening? You start off looking to Jesus, but then you believe other things, and they will put limitations on you. All right, fear looks to man. Because good men of God were looking at other good men of God that had good intentions, but they received doctrines that didn't work. Well, that's the type of person they become. And that's the type of influence that they have. And that's the type of advice they're going to give. You see how they turn into another battlefront against God, even though they don't mean to. Now, all the people that taught me wrong or didn't do right by God, I don't have any animosity against them. I have forgiven them. And the Lord taught me how the condition of the church, because I had to know that. But to do what I have to do, I had to learn something. He let me run into it. Wide open throttle, I ran right into it. The way that people would, you know, these were good men of God that I definitely looked up to. And now I felt snubbed. I felt ousted. I felt like they didn't want to hear what I had to say. But it wasn't about me. The way that they did me, it was a deeper problem. That's the way they were doing God, because they were taught a certain way and they stuck with it. When more light came, they didn't adapt rapidly. Not to say that they didn't learn from it later, because most of the time when people are introduced to light, it takes time for them to receive it and go forward. Now, I'm not bashing anybody. I love all the men of God. We know in part, and I forgive them. If you don't know something, you just don't know it. But the Lord was showing me problems that do exist, so that somebody could put a stop to it. And it could take a generation to put the stop to it. And now it's time for the Lord to come back, and he has to do a quick work. The things that he taught me, I don't say lightly. I learned it the hard way. I had to pilgrim my way through these things. And by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I was able to learn and grow. Now, in your life, if you look to the Lord, he's going to help you pioneer as well. But you're going to have more to work with, because more, the knowledge has increased. More people know the Lord. Even in denominational churches, they speak faith now. I went to a friend of mine's funeral, and they were speaking faith in the Methodist church, and they speak faith in the Baptist church. People grow. We grow from glory to glory. Satan can't get away with everything. And there are doctrines that he got away with for a season. But the hunger the hunger of God's word and the love of God's word, people always come out of their mire. They come out of their pig mire. Pigs wallow in the mire. And the enemy tries to create mire around us to trap us. And the Lord gives us victory, his victory, through the word of God. So a healthy study of the word of God will open your eyes to what's wrong, and you'll see it for what it is. And then courage will form in you, and bravery. And then the Lord will give you a plan of attack, so that you can expose it for the lie that it is. Now, you can't do it with your wisdom. You have to get a plan from the Lord. If you're in a denominational church or any society where they have accepted wrong teaching and they're acting on it and defending it, and you love the people, the way you introduce the light, let it be by the wisdom of God. Whether it's boldly, right up front in their face, or whether it's season by season, a little here, a little there. Only the Holy Spirit know how to get people out of bondage. I don't know how to do it. I'm just being honest. He gave me all this revelation, and he told me to put it, I didn't know what to do with it. He never released me to minister it, and people didn't want to listen to it. So I used to say things to see if I could whet people's appetite for more of God's word. And I did that by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to see if I could get them in a conversation. That didn't always work too good. Sometimes it did, sometimes it worked wonderfully. And sometimes the Lord at the right time, he'll give me things to say to people. At the right time, timing is important. If you're going to win the battlefront, you got to do it God's way. You got to listen to Him. So, I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. But He told me to put this kind of the greater revelation on this webpage, so that's what I did. And then if you're on this page listening to the broadcast, it's because that was God's plan for you. He sent you to this page because He wants you to hear this. Now, the battlefront, it becomes very difficult for people to make change. It's hard for people to change on their own. It takes the wisdom of God. It takes the love of God. It takes a healthy study of the Word and great patience sometimes in order to really change. And the Lord is patient. Remember, He blesses us at our stage. Every stage of growth, He knows how to teach us, and He does it perfectly. So people continue these things when they don't measure God's word in a greater way, when they don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's harder to get out of the trouble until you receive more light. Receiving more light is key to come out of every form of darkness. Now, some people go to parties. That's a battlefront. The lust of the flesh. People go to parties because most of the time, they want to dance and have a good time, of course. But sometimes they go because of the lust of the flesh. And that will harden your heart. You know, Hosea said, whoredom's wine and new wine take away the heart. It would turn you into the enemy. It will cause enmity against God in you. Every friendship with the world system is nothing but enmity against God. Now we're going to change all that. We're going to undo what the enemy has done by loving God, receiving His word, and acting on it. Now, when you go forward in the power of the Lord, take authority over every fiery dart that the enemy shoots. Satan is always defeatable. He can't defeat you at his will. He has to get you on board with his will. He has to use deception against you. So don't buy into his plan. Don't listen to him. Don't respond negatively. And be open to change in what the Lord will speak to you. Our God has so much to say. And He will help you win on every battlefront. When people get in, I've seen a show where it talks about, it was something, American greed, yeah. Sometimes people are driven, the lust of the eye, they are driven. They can't rest. They have to get more. This is not normal. It's not God's way. The only way to kill that problem is to love. Learn to love people and you'll kill the lust of the eye. You can kill fear with love. And because you love people, you don't want to lust after them. And because you love people, you don't get in pride. See, pride looks within. That's a battlefront all by itself. When people get in pride, they treat people. When a person is in pride and they hear something, they hear wisdom from somebody that they look down on, they can't focus on what they're saying. They're focused on how they're going to look better than them. And I know that sounds crazy, but I used to wonder why was it that a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown and among his family? Well, when you grow up in a family, especially if you're younger, people see you a certain way. And they don't really want to hear wisdom from somebody that they look down on. And pride will cause them to focus on the preeminence. Hey, he's saying something wise, and they get offended. People get offended when you give them wisdom that they don't have, or you learn something that they can't learn. Now, with God, everybody can learn something that's unique. That's just the way it is. And the Lord will teach anybody that'll listen. It doesn't matter. You're not limited to age and status, and you don't have to be a preacher of the greatest colleges to learn from the Lord. So when people have that education, they're looking at their education. See, pride looks within. They're looking at what they did, their accomplishments, what they're supposed to know. They feel like they're supposed to teach you, which is fine. But when somebody has a word from the Holy Spirit, people get, they feel provoked when somebody they didn't expect to have the wisdom they do. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus came on the scene, and he didn't wear the long purple robes and all the wonderful jewelry and the phylacteries and all the things that the Pharisees used to wear and the priest. He came out there and taught the people, and he taught better than them. And then he healed the sick and raised the dead. He did what they couldn't do, and they were provoked against him to the point of hatred and murder. They wanted him dead. Now, among Christian people, you would think that this don't exist. But those influences, the first people that did this are dead, and the Pharaoh, they're dead people. But the spirit behind them, their actions are alive, and they get on people whenever they feel provoked. They were provoked against Jesus. And if they were provoked against Jesus, they're going to be provoked against you, even great men of God. The only way that they don't is because they're full of the love of God, and they rebuke those influences. Either if you don't win the battlefronts, you become a battlefront. And that's what I'm trying to say. I just said it in a nutshell. If you give in to pride or lust or greed, you become a battlefront of your own creation. The enemy will drive you to darkness, and it'll get into your influence, it'll get into your advice, because it gets into your action, because it gets into your heart. You don't want Satan's standards in your heart. You have to fill your heart with nothing but God's word day and night. And then you can do. This is not, don't look at it as work. You're receiving life. It's enjoyable life. It's great joy in it. It's not work. Don't study mechanically like a college student cramming for an exam. Don't do God like that. Receive his word. Meditate on scriptures. It doesn't have to be a lot. But the Lord told me to study 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. That's what it would take to do what I had to do. Now, your path is different. Do what the Holy Spirit put on your heart, and it's going to work. You're different than me. Give God room. Don't do my format. Do what God put on your heart. Do what he prescribes to you, and you will win. I promise you, you will win every battlefront and help other people do the same thing. Because the knowledge of God's word will get in your heart, and it'll get in your actions, and it'll get into your habit system. It'll get into your influence and also your advice. And then the anointing will come on you, and you'll minister the heart of God's word to others. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move throughout your life. Every battlefront can be destroyed. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.